Welcome to Stop the Scroll, the B2B influencer marketing podcast. My name is Brianna Doe. My friends call me Brie. And in this podcast, we dig into how B2B marketers and brands can drive growth and build successful partnerships in influencer marketing. If you want to do influencer marketing well, you have to think long-term in order to build trust with your audience. So whether you're building your first influencer marketing program or looking to take your program or campaigns to the next level, pull out a pen and paper, get ready to take notes, and let's dive in. Hello, and welcome to this episode of Stop the Scroll. My name is Brianna Doe. My friends call me Brie, and I'm so excited you're here today. So over the past couple of weeks, we've been diving into the ABCs or the basics of B2B influencer marketing. Today, I really wanted to talk about what it is that influencers look for when they look to partner with brands. So this is not a bragging statement, but I do create content on LinkedIn. I'm currently in the top 1.5% of LinkedIn creators in the careers and entrepreneurship space. So if you want to work with folks like me, here's what I look for in a brand before I say yes. One, clear goals and communication. So this is a two-parter. First off, I know I spoke about this in another episode, but it is really important to define success before you launch any sort of influencer marketing campaign or full-fledged program. And the thing with that is, once you have those goals set, communicate them to the influencers. If somebody wants to partner with you, 9 times out of 10, it means that they're deeply invested in the brand's success and in making sure whatever content they produce for you is compelling, it's interesting, and it engages with their audience. The best way for us to do that is by knowing exactly how you're defining success. So some companies, you're looking for brand awareness. Other ones, you're looking to drive leads or demo signups. So get really clear on what success looks like and then make sure that the influencer is completely invested in the same goal. And a great place to store that is in the campaign or creative brief, which you can check out another episode that focuses solely on that. Next thing I look for, and this might be the most important, is room to experiment. And that ties into creative freedom. So if your entire campaign is hinging on my one singular post or one piece of created content, and you need to drive every lead possible from it, you're going to be a lot more rigid about the content that I create and about letting me experiment and see what works with my audience. And that is where problems start to arise. Because the reason you're looking to work with influencers is because you like the content they create. You value the audience that they've built and the trust that they've built with their audience. But that trust and credibility that they built comes from them knowing what kind of content engages with them and what kind of content their audience finds compelling and interesting. If you take that creative freedom away, what's left? It's going to look like an ad, or I'm going to look like a billboard, right? Make sure it's a collaborative process and that you're working hand in hand with the influencer or the content creator to create content that drives the results that you're looking for, but is also compelling and interesting and sounds like the influencer that you're working with. And like I said, this ties into creative freedom because, as I've mentioned in other episodes, there's more than just sponsored posts. You could be co-creating content, you could be working on events together, whatever the case may be, that level of creative freedom should still exist. Loop the creator in so that they know what the goals are, right? So that you're communicating what success looks like. And then from there, you're both able to be collaborative and really think outside the box. Another thing that I look for is alignment. And this is a two-parter as well. So alignment with our values and alignment with the product itself. One thing I've learned working in B2B influencer marketing and creating content as well is that it's pretty hard to have used every kind of B2B software or tool out there. So it's not necessarily given that the influencer has used the product before, but that doesn't mean that they're not going to be a great fit for promoting it. But what this does mean is that they need a chance to become really familiar with the product. That can be through demos, walkthroughs, but regardless, they should have complete unfiltered access to the product itself so that they can really engage with it, invest in it, and learn the ins and outs of it. This also ties into values, like I mentioned, right? If a company just has a different mission or one that I just don't align with, to me, it's probably going to be declined. And that's not because I don't value the product or anything like that, but I do look for companies that value the same things that I do. And one of those things is transparency with my audience. That's the final thing I look for, transparency from the brand. Like I mentioned before, demos are great, walkthroughs are great, but also giving me complete access. There have been brands that have reached out before where I decided not to work with them, even though I like the product, because they weren't willing to give me access to the full thing without paying for it. And if you want a content creator or an influencer to promote your product, why wouldn't you give them full access? Even if it's for a month or 90 days, it doesn't make sense for an influencer to be expected to create content around your product if they have as much insight into it as the audience that they're trying to connect with. So be really transparent there. Answer all of their questions. Set up calls so they can ask these questions one-on-one. Give them complete access and follow up to make sure they're enjoying the product, that all of their questions are being answered, and just keep that level of transparency. The trend that you might be seeing is a lot of this ties back to transparency with your goals, with your values, and with the product itself. B2B influencer marketing is interesting for a number of reasons, but one of the reasons that sticks out is because with D2C influencer marketing, it's a shorter sales cycle, right? You see a post from an influencer, you click the link, you buy the product, whatever, it's done. With B2B though, it's a lot different. It's a longer sales cycle and your audience, your ICP is looking for credible subject matter experts. They're looking for insightful content. They want to get to know the product before they invest in it. And so that should apply to any influencer that you work with as well. The more runway you give them to be creative, to be engaging, and to learn about your product, the better your campaign will do. If this has helped influence the way you think about your marketing campaigns going forward, go ahead and leave us a 5-star review. And if you'd like more information like this delivered directly to your inbox, check out briannadoe.com/podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in to Stop the Scroll today. If this helped influence the way you think about your marketing campaigns going forward, please go ahead and leave us a 5-star review. And if you'd like more information like this delivered directly to your inbox, go ahead and check out briannadoe.com/podcast. See you next time.